Coach Lori Astreyer joins us here. Coach, tough loss for you guys, but your team fought hard. They trailed that were within striking distance for pretty much that entire ball game and had the lead early in the first half, but turnovers just seemed to be a crucial story tonight.
Yeah, it definitely was. Had a lot of unnecessary turnovers, especially there at the end when we needed to get a shot off to pull the game within tying or within one possession whenever we fouled them on the free throws. That just didn't happen.
You know, one thing that was really positive about your team, you were down 44-35 with about 6:21 to go in the game. And, you know, the team struggling this year, just three wins, could have just folded up to 10 and got ready for tomorrow. But they fought back, and they got it to within one point there a couple times. Janessa Lothal had big points along the way, and then also Shanae Hamey did as well.
Yeah, you know, we had effort the whole game. We didn't want to lose. But, you know, I don't think our intensity was there until the last 3 minutes or so whenever we finally made that run and pulled it within. I think it was like 3 points. Girls did good. You know, you're right. Sometimes, you know, we could have just gave it to them whenever we saw the score at that. But they kept at it. Like I said, effort was definitely there tonight.
One thing I noticed, too, about your team is, or with this team tonight against TNP, I thought at times that the length of TNP really kind of disrupted some passing lanes and kind of made your team maybe second guess on what to do next.
Yeah, it was. Our guards weren't too confident tonight whenever they got a couple turnovers right off the bat. The number 20 for TNP was a very good player tonight on defense and offense. She's the one that stole the ball there at the end when we had it on the sideline, 30 seconds left. She was all over our ball handlers tonight, getting their crossover, picking their pocket. You know, she's a tough defender. You know, and those, once again, were unnecessary turnovers that we had tonight.
All right, another nice night for Janessa Lowenthal. She had 24 points, and what a week she's had. 23 points on Tuesday, 24 tonight.
Yeah, and that's what Coach and I were talking about. We actually told Janessa, whenever I was looking at her in the game, it just didn't seem like she was, you know, posting up, or she wasn't really getting those shots that she usually does, but, you know, she was a quiet 24 points Tuesday night. You know, we looked for her to get those points for us to win. You know, she always somehow gets those 20 or double-digit points, and that's what we need. We only had 5 girls score tonight, though, and, you know, once again, we need more players to score, more offensive threats out there.
Yeah, that kind of hurt you, too. No bench points at all tonight.
No, it did. You know, even, like you said, Shania did really well. Bailey did pretty good tonight, you know, getting in the passing lanes again and scoring. Kelly only, you know, she wasn't quiet on her offensive game tonight. She started out driving to the basket, got some shots, but then she was quiet after that. Holly was taking it to the basket. But like you said, we need some bench players to come out and be an offensive threat.
Well, you have a quick turnaround tomorrow, and you think about it, or you guys start preparing after tonight here and in the morning against Great Bend, a team that's right around 10-6, I believe, right now. They just lost tonight to Garden City, and Great Bend, they're a 5A school, but they're going to be a pretty good challenge for your team tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I told the girls. Don't let tonight's heartbreaker determine how we play tomorrow. We need to come at Great Bend. Definitely. You know, we can definitely go into their house and hopefully upset them. You know, we just need to play good defense, do what we did tonight, but pick up our intensity, get the lead early on, and keep it to get that win tomorrow.
Well, a tough loss, but the effort was there, and a tough one tonight, 51-49. And, Coach, the team continues to improve, but hard to see it on the record. Thanks again for joining us here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.